Restoring My Soul, Wednesday, the 2nd of November. The Example of Nebuchadnezzar. The principle of sorcery was exemplified in the rulership of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was described by the Lord as his servant because the Lord executed judgment on the nation of Judah through him. However, Nebuchadnezzar obtained counsel for his conquest through divination and sorcery. As Ezekiel prophesied, "For the king of Babylon stands at the parting of the road, at the fork of the two roads, to use divination. He shakes the arrows, he consults the images, he looks at the liver. In his right hand is the divination for Jerusalem, to set up battering rams, to call for a slaughter, to lift the voice with shouting, to set battering rams against the gates, to heap up a siege mound, and to build a wall." Through his use of sorcery, Nebuchadnezzar had submitted himself to Satan, the ruler of this world. To this end, Nebuchadnezzar had become the vassal of the devil. While Nebuchadnezzar presumed to draw power from these demonic sources to establish his kingdom, Satan was feeding off the mandate that Nebuchadnezzar had received from God for the purpose of his judgment upon Judah. This is how Satan maintained dominion over the nations. Through this trading dynamic, Satan weakened the nations. Significantly, the devil directed this sorcerous project towards Christ after he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Luke recorded, "Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, 'All this authority I will give you, and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours.' And Jesus answered and said to him, 'Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve.'" The references used in today's devotions are Jeremiah chapter 25 verses 8 to 9. Ezekiel chapter 21 verses 21 to 22, Isaiah chapter 14 verses 12 to 14, and Luke chapter 4 verses 5 to 8. For further study, Ezekiel chapter 21.